Good evening, everyone, and welcome to our monthly community call for members for the Society for Shamanic Practice. We're really glad that you're here. I'm Jeannie Hobbs, participating from Denver. I'm one of the board members. I'm the secretary treasurer, and I've been studying shamanism for years. I'm really glad to be here, and I'm here with my friend and colleague, Petra Lowen. Did I say your last name correctly?
Yes, absolutely.
Can you introduce yourself?
Sure. Hi, everybody. My name is Petra Lowen. I hail from Germany, but I live in Brooklyn, New York. And I'm a shamanic practitioner and a shamanic counselor. And I practice aromatherapy and holistic nutrition in my healing practice that's called Healing with Spirits. I'm very glad to be here. And as the topic of tonight, we talked a while ago and we thought, well, clearing the residual trauma patterns from our recent blizzard here in the Northeast would be something to really is fitting. And do you want me to frame it, Jeannie, and just go ahead?
Yeah, lovely. Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Well, the much anticipated and also forecasted snowstorm last week had caused such a hype. And at least in urban areas where we are here in New York and throughout the entire Northeast, the storm took an entire different turn with much less predicted snow, but also instead chilling temperatures and lots of ice. Major cities were completely shut down. And only underground, that's interesting, I find, transportations worked. Around 8,000 flights had been canceled. So outside the big cities, however, we saw up to 42 inches of snow, and around Albany and overall upstate New York, strong damaging winds along all the coastal to up to North New England. And I believe the recorded wind gust was around 65 or 75 miles per hour. And I believe around Cape Cod, it was even 79, which is greater than hurricane force. So when 100,000 people were left without power, and there was a lot of coastal flooding in New Jersey. Wildlife especially had problems migrating, and they were caught in transit. So many of the birds perished because they couldn't find food on the frozen terrain. All that has caused a lot of anxiety, fear, worry, as well as for many, including myself, some cabin fever because we couldn't get out. And that had left its mark on many people. And many of us have been on edge to begin with, but especially the elderly and handicapped ones were the ones hardest hit. So this is a collective wound of worry, I find. But now that we have moved into the recent on Monday, the spring equinox, and the sun is out with full force again, the soil is getting drenched with that thaw that's going on. We wanted to address and clear any residue that's left from the experience and also infuse some light and love instead into the atmosphere. I am I'm dancing weather, so I usually always greet and welcome any kind of weather patterns and events, and I have seen quite a few. I've been through Sandy, I've been through Hurricane Irene, and I live in Coney Island, Brooklyn. That's right on the water, So flooding is always a threat here. And because these events, regardless of their intensity, I generally experience them as great healers and teachers. With destructive forces like those, however, we will have to work with the compassionate spirits in the upper and lower realms to fully understand and grasp the teaching. Weather is almost and always, for me, a very emotional expression of balance or imbalance in our collective conscience. So there was definitely some wake-up call in this deep freeze we all experienced here in the Northeast. So when I raise my awareness and come from a place of absolute neutrality, can I become a tool for my spirits to partner? And I do that usually by starting to feel myself grounded in my body. I sense the ground under me. I settle in. Sometimes I have to wiggle. And really connect to the earth. Then I pay attention to my breath, my inner river of air that's flowing in and out. And I become still until I can hear and feel my heartbeat. Sometimes when I need grounding, and it took a while because it's been a busy day, I see myself as a tree, feeling my roots grow deep down into Pachamama. Other times I focus on my branches and how they grow and stretch high up in the air. Then I sage the air or spray some pine or rose or lavender in the form of mist, or I burn, depends on my mood. Around in my house and around the area where I work to clear all the surroundings. And then I start my song. That's the way I connect with spirit. I usually get a different song each day before I call in the direction. So let's see where that goes. So I guess it's time to call up on the spirits. And so while I rattle a little bit, I turn to the east. And I call upon the spirits on the east, the air, the mental realm, the land of the rising sun, the place of birth and rebirth, the breath of life, the place of light and inspiration, new beginnings, clarity and potential, the morning star, the source of opportunities, the place where dreams take action. Spirits of the East, please join us to witness and support us in today's mission. And we turn to our right and call upon the spirits of the south, the element of fire, the spiritual realm, the place of passion, creation, and inspiration, the spark of life and fire within, and the recent sun that we are now greeting back into our hemisphere. Spirits of the South, please join us to witness and support us in today's call. And again, we turn a quarter of the wheel and call upon the spirits of the West, the element of water, the emotional realm, the place of sunset and the evening star, the place of reflection and introspection, where endings and transitions into new beginnings happen, the place of transformation and change. Spirits of the West, please join us to witness and support us today. And one more turn, and we call upon the spirits of the North, the element of Earth, the physical realm, the place of wisdom, knowledge, discernment, the place of our ancestors and the ancient ones, the grounding place of learning and endurance, the place of sustenance. Spirits of the North, please join us to witness and support us. And then I raise up and reach up high, and we call upon the spirits of the above, element of ether, the angelic realms, Father Sky, and all of the sky beings, the star nations and the divine consciousness, our spirit guides and teachers. Spirits of the above, we invite you to witness and support us. And we kneel down and touch the ground, and we call upon the spirits of the Mother, the sacred Mother Earth, beloved Gaia, the sacred core, the turtle mount, our lower world. We call upon the beings, the stones, crystals, plants, trees, animal kingdom, fairies, and spirit animals. Spirit of the below, we invite you to witness and support us. And as above, so below, as within, we place our right hand on our heart and we call upon the spirits of our sacred center, the heartbeat, the place of balance, sacred union, the within and without, the yin and yang, the place of timelessness and stillness, the place of beauty and harmony. Spirits of the sacred center, we invite you to witness and support us in our work. We welcome all your presence into our circle. We are now in sacred space. Aho.
Aho. Thank you. It was lovely. And yeah, so nice to bring in that support. Thank you so much. I really also loved this idea or this knowing that you ground into your day and ground into your support, your helping spirits, and so forth with a song every day, with, you know, kind of a free-floating song that comes to you. I love that. I think it's a wonderful way to do that, to help us find our center and that place of neutral that we like so much. So thank you for that. It was really lovely. Yeah, I also like to sing. And I also like the reminder, you know, that as we're doing a Shamanism Without Borders call, that being neutral is important. And I'm not sure if other folks on the call are from the Northeast and experienced that terrible cold and, you know, the trauma patterns of fear and anticipating, you know, disaster kind of patterns. But I can imagine it's hard for some people to move into neutral if they had just been through that experience. Maybe not. But I do appreciate it as a valuable thing to do before we embark on a practice. So thanks for that. Yeah. So should I kind of set up the next part, Petra, with the, you know, the idea that we'll journey for a little bit, each of us will bring in our, will, you know, connect with our own kind of cadre of helping spirits to give us guidance on what to do? So one of the key parts of the Shamanism Without Borders protocol really is that each one of us has a unique and very valuable lens, you know, that we look through toward clearing and healing work, that we each have our own unique personality, and we also have our own spirit guides and allies and teachers in spirit who help us and who have ideas about how we can each impact situations where there are patterns that are kind of asking for healing and clearing. So what we're going to do next is Petra's going to rattle for a little bit, for 8 minutes or 10. So I want to thank you for your patience. Petra and I both got kicked off the call. So thanks for hanging in there. I'm sure she'll call right back in. So one of the key, I'm going to repeat myself because I'm not sure what was recorded and what wasn't and what you heard. One of the key pieces of the Shamanism Without Borders protocol is, you know, once we've identified something that needs some help, we do the work of prayer and bringing in allies and, of course, moving into neutral. And, oh, here's Petra. Let me take you off mute. There you go, Petra.
I was kicked twice out of the call just to...
That's,
so I had to call
too.
Back in. Mm-hmm.
Me too. the system is flawed, that's for sure. But here we are, right?
Yes. So all right, so I missed a little bit of what you said, but...
Yeah. So I was just talking a little bit about how beautiful it is that each one of us has our own unique lens, you know, and our own kind of unique support team of helping spirits and power animals and teachers and guides. And so rather than us leading a clearing or a healing exercise, Petra's going to rattle for 8 or 10 minutes. And if you, you know, who are listening, if you have a rattle nearby and you want to just rattle it a little yourself to kind of help you move into that journey space, we invite you to do that. And so the journey tonight that we're going to do here remotely with all of you on the call, the journey is to see how you can help, how you can support clearing and healing and softening those trauma patterns that got laid down in so many different ways that our picture was describing the situation in the northeast. So I'm going to mute myself and I'll journey. And then when we're done with that, Petra and I can share like an example of what an intervention might be, you know, as guided by our spirits, our spirit guides. And then, you know, we'll close the call. So,
okay.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, ready? Let's go.
Thank you.
Thank you. That was lovely. I love a rattle, right? That was so good.
Yeah. Wow, what was going on there?
Mm-hmm. So, do you want to share first, or you want me to?
Sure, I can go ahead. I'm always amazed about the metaphors that come to mind and how spirits really kind of make their voices heard. So to me it was revealed that overall a cleanse has swept through, especially because many of us were powerless, literally, and only underground travel was possible. That was somewhat a nice metaphor into being mindful and paying respect. The teaching was practically to bring a deeper understanding and a general awareness into people's attention span. A general appreciation for the season, and to practically realize that nature, after all, has always the upper hand. There is so much we do not understand, at least not yet, that happens in the alchemistic process between fire and ice, and within the elements, and especially cause and effect, and the impact that we all have in the greater whole. Now that the air is so much crisper, and our communal longing for spring almost created a vortex, a longing vortex that serves us in general as betterment for humankind. So it was a lovely reminder that sometimes it is not what we think it is, and that spring, now that it's here, we can totally appreciate, and there is a depth in the emotion that we all can truly appreciate.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the teaching, and that's also a way for us to help to send out light and love to everybody who really, truly suffered.
Mm-hmm.
What did you get?
So I got, you know, I work with tobacco as one of my allies with ceremonial tobacco. And so that tobacco is a super good vehicle for prayers and I'm really good at healing and clearing stuff out. So I got to just do a little tobacco cleanse, tobacco prayer. And so I think, you know, I'll just do that now. So it just feels like good to do it right now. And so you all can maybe enjoy it. And so I have we call it mapacho. It's a rolled cigarette that I bring up from Peru when I go every year, and it's a certain kind. There's no preservatives. It has a lot of chi, and it's very good at carrying prayers. So I'm going to sing to it a little bit and ask it to help us, and then I'll light it, and I'll blow some tobacco into the entire region with the I'll sing and I'll pray. I'll do both. And then I'll light and blow smoke remotely, obviously, into all the nooks and crannies where there's still a little reverberation of a trauma pattern or a fear pattern or a anticipation of something terrible pattern. You know, just all that stuff that's difficult. So, yeah, that's what I got. So let me just get my mapacho here. Tobaquito, tobaquito, poderosa, mi amor, medicina poderosa, tobaquito poderosa, limpiando todo susto, cora, cora, corazón. Tobaquito, tobaquito, limpiando todo susto, cora, cora, corazón, cora, cora, corazón. Entre, entre, espíritu, entre, entre, entre luz. Tururu, tururu, tu. Ta-da-dum, 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 ta-da-dum. Tobacco, tobacco. Hello, and thank you so much for all the amazing blessings that you've given me so far and all the blessings yet to come. I'm so grateful for your presence in my life. It's such a beautiful, powerful ally. Today, I ask you to take your powers of clearing and protection, and we're going to send them back to the Northeast, to every place where people were frightened or scared and they didn't know that they could get their food and they were worried about their medicine and it was hard to go outside because it was so cold and you know, there was a great hardship for these people. So they're fine now, but there's still a little bit of residual toughness there and a little bit of energetic, you know, trauma patterns that we want to ask you to clear out. Just clear it out completely, all that fright, and fill it. Those folks with some light and the beauty of Great Spirit. So thank you, tobacco. Phew. So I'm going to light it now. I'm going to imagine that the region is a person. Because it's remote and we can do it, right? So I'm going to put some tobacco first on the crown. On the neck, on the throat chakra region. And the upper chest. The heart and the belly. Mm-hmm. All down the back. Into the apartments and the houses. The offices. The big buildings and small, the urban and the rural. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Thank you. Okay. So those of you on the call, we want to invite you to take some time later this evening or maybe during the weekend to do the practice that was given to each of you during your journey and to see how that feels, you know, doing some clearing work for this, you know, scary situation that just happened in the Northeast. Well, thank you. Thank you so much for coming and sitting with us tonight on this call. Petra, do you want to do the closing?
Yeah, well, but thank you. This felt good. It reached me, and the tobacco got all here.
All right.
It's sitting right here in Coney Island. So.
All right.
Okay, so thank you, everybody, for being here. And so let's thank to the spirits. Let's thank the sacred center, the below. Thank you. Thank you, the above. Thank you. The north. Thank you. The west. Thanks. Thank you so much. The south. With all the new spring and sun coming in. Thank you for joining us. And the east. Thank you. Thank you, spirits, for sharing your divine blessings with us today. We release you now. You're free to go. We were honored by your presence. So be it, and it is. Aho.
Aho. Beautiful. So I'm going to stop the recording.